Progressive, we know money can't buy you happiness, but money did help you buy an RV, which means an excuse from working Saturday with your insufferable coworker, Dave. So money is helping you listen to birds chirp instead of Dave chirping about how his toddler is fluent in three languages. And it's also why you'll be smelling pine trees in the air, not Dave's tuna melt reheating in a microwave. So save money by bundling your RV or boat insurance with home or auto from Progressive and buy more happiness or something close to it. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
The Upstate home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are the Roar.
Sam tells during the break, you and Prince are now alive, which he didn't say you and Prince are now both alive.
All right.
Anyway, welcome back. Glad to have you with us. The one of the best guitar players ever, one of the most talented musicians we've ever seen. Love that for sure. All right, welcome back. I want to tell you about Eggs Up Grill. They do an absolutely amazing job. First, if you're in Seneca, if you're in Greenwood, if you're in Clemson, go to Eggs Up Grill, man. It's just awesome. It's great. And man, these folks are do an absolutely amazing job with breakfast, with brunch, with lunch. Be a good weekend. Get out and get that. All right. You got some family coming in town, holidays, whatever, man. Take them by Eggs Up Grill. It's great. Catering-wise, if you're catering Christmas parties for all those businesses that are doing that for sports teams that need the pregame meals, the box lunches, all that, they'll do that for you. I would just tell you this. A bunch of teams at Clemson do this, and a bunch of teams visiting Clemson do this. And so get the classic breakfast buffet, the brunch buffet stuff. Get all the shrimp and grits are so good there. The taco samplers, the breakfast sandwich samplers, the salads, the wraps. It is a fantastic company to do all your catering for. And so it's easy as well, by the way. You just go in and click everything, pick on it, and they'll take care of everything. So think about it. Our great friends, Eggs Up Grill. Can't recommend these good folks enough. EggsUpGrill.com. All right, just a quick note because I got a bunch of phone calls. I got to do it in this segment. I'm going to get to it here. A bunch of phone calls here. But first, Sam, it is within the realm of possibility that Chris Fazina makes a jump next year. Like, this is not – what we see now is not the finished product, even though he's been in the system a long time. And he can make improvements. I do think there's good aspects of Chris Fazina. I do think, like, I like the fact of how he stepped up in the pocket a couple times this year. The SMU game, you know, you just kind of saw that a little bit. Now, in the SMU game, he threw a wide-open T.J. Moore touchdown, made a one-hand catch, threw another one with a little too-high look. He kind of split it over the middle. Easy look there. And then a Tristan Smith touchdown. It's kind of a jump ball deal. I like, you know, he's got a decent touch on balls. I just don't see him fitting balls into tighter windows. And because of the arm strength, you got to get rid of it a little bit quicker through that. In that game, 29-42, 317, three touchdowns, no picks, 24 points. I mean, SMU's defense wasn't great. Let's go ahead and admit that, too.
Secondary's horrible.
Yeah. Well, and with that said, like, he's not just a total bum, a total stiff. Like, he could play a little bit, and there is the opportunity to get better. All that fair? The upside. Yeah. And if you surround him with a good offensive line, a good run game, and some good receivers and tight ends like they have, I mean, there are some things you can do. And he can't make a jump. My point is that if you don't go portal, you inherit a huge risk. Again, let me lay out the scenario for this that's joining us. If you go get a quarterback in the portal, and whether you win or lose, whether Fazina beats him out or not, then Dabo can say to the fan base and the constituency, I went out and got a quarterback, and he either won or he lost. Or Fazina beat him out, and he won or he lost. I tried to do the same thing. If he doesn't and it goes good, he can say, aha, I told you about Chris Fazina. like he did with Jackson Smith, but Jackson Smith's still 90th in the country in punting. It's not like it was Ray Guy or anything. Aha, I was smarter than you. But if it doesn't work out, Sam, if you don't go get a quarterback, and it is Christopher Cena, and you go 7-5, then there's only one person it falls back on. And at that point in time, after a couple of down years, and then everybody clamoring for something, and you didn't give it to them, then you're holding the 100% of the blame. It is a huge risk without a safety net.
I would much rather them spend a pretty decent chunk of money on a quarterback who doesn't end up winning the job if Vezina beats him out than not do that, spend that money elsewhere, and then not end up with the quarterback. You want to have, again, you're right, if Vezina beats out whoever you bring in the portal, if you
good
bring
for him
man,
and good for Clemson.
That's good.
It's
that's
competition.
Exactly what you want.
Right.
But I'm not confident that would happen. I'm not overly confident in Vezina as anything more than a starter who could kind of guide the ship if they have a really good team around him. And I don't think if your aspiration is a championship that he is the guy right now. However, Texter makes a good point, and I'll leave it at that. Until we know who the offensive coordinator is going to be, it's impossible to know what the quarterback situation is going to look like. We don't know if it's going to be Garrett Riley. We don't know if it's going to be somebody else. So we don't know what scheme they're going to run. That's a sell for any quarterback. So until we know who's running the offense, it's hard to really pinpoint a target at the quarterback position, Vezina or anybody else.
Yeah. All right, I got a bunch of guys, man. Let me get these guys. Been on hold forever. You've been very patient with me. I'm going to get all four in that are currently on hold. We'll get them in this segment. Noah's up first. Hey, Noah, thanks for hanging on so long, man. How you doing?
I'm good. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, we got you great, man.
Sweet. Hey, real quick, Mickey. I really wanted to just thank you for yesterday. I was listening to the podcast where you were talking about the whole Michigan scandal. And, yeah. As a father, I've got a 4-year-old, and you know he's coming up on that age where I'm going to have to start teaching him, you know, life lessons about not cheating and not lying and doing the right thing. And yeah, you know, it's comforting to know that I can tell him like, hey, Grayson, you know, the radio station's also saying that you know you shouldn't do these things. So you're kind of my backup when I teach him these lessons because, you know, at the end of the day, what's going on in Ann Arbor right now is just an absolute cesspool. And it's sorry that it's been allowed. But even beyond that, it's like you kind of said yesterday. You know, this has been in the works, and people have been knowing about this for a long time. But instead of doing something about it, it's been this, you know, well, it doesn't really matter when it all costs. Well, life, unfortunately, doesn't work like that. While life doesn't work at the when it all costs margin. You know, it does, but you might end up in prison. But I really just appreciate you taking the stance that you did because for me, you know, I've got, you know, some years coming up where I'm going to have to teach some life lessons to my child. And, you know, and I sure won't be going to Ann Arbor to do it. You know, WCCP might be where I have to go to do that kind of stuff. So I just wanted to come on and tell you that because that meant a lot to me as a young father, you know, having some backup like, hey, you know, you shouldn't do these things. And, you know, it goes back just to small things of, you know, telling the truth and doing the absolute best you can every day. Because that's what it ends up. Because I'm sure, you know, he got away with a few things here and there as a teenager and as a young adult. And then he thought as an older individual that he was like, you know, I can get away with this. I can run around my wife. I can do all these cheating things. And, you know, nobody's going to stop me because I'm the University of Michigan's head coach. When that's not the case at all. You know, no man is, you know, below judgment. I just wanted to take your comments off the air, but I appreciate it.
Thank you, Noah. I appreciate that for sure. It goes back. Sam, I told you, I wrote Ward Manuel an email. I sent him a letter, and it was lengthy. I didn't hear back from him. I'm sure he never read it. I was hopeful that he would. And it was about October or early November of the Harbaugh, the national championship season. And what I said there is that, Ward, there's, as Dr. King said, there's never a bad time to do the right thing. And I said, you would get all kinds of grief from your fan base if you turned down a ball. I was trying to talk him into firing Harbaugh, not talk him into it. My case was fire Harbaugh, and this is the Connor Stallion stuff, by the way. It's right during all that. Like, fire Harbaugh and turn down the Big Ten championship game and turn down the playoffs. Because this is your chance. And in it, I mentioned, I don't know Ward Manuel, but I looked it up, and he's got his son was Evan and his daughter's Emma. And I said, you know, you got two kids, and you can go after all this is over with. Here's your path. because you're going to get caught. No one in football has ever done this before. And as the athletic director, you got one or two things. Your kids can look at you, and that mirror that you look at in your bathroom every morning can look at you, and when you see it, and you can say, here's a guy that, despite the fact that everyone is telling him, oh, man, this Michigan season is great, we're number one, this is going to be a national championship, Jim Harbaugh is great, and then you find out that you're cheating, that you can look at it and go, oh, well, we didn't fire Harbaugh, we won the national championship, he got a 10-year show cause and all this other stuff, but we won the championship. And then you have to explain to your kids, what's a show cause, Dad? Why is Harbaugh, what happened? Why is the NCAA here and all this? Why do we have suspensions all the time of Harbaugh and Sharon Moore? Or you could have shown to your kids, your daughter and your son, Emma and Evan, that despite the fact that everybody else wanted to win so bad, I did the right thing. In the face of everybody telling me, no, we want to win, I did the honorable thing. He could have taught a lot of young Michigan men the right thing, and he didn't. And now what we're hearing, Sam, is they knew about this, and not only did Michigan wait till after the season because they wanted to see if they could beat Ohio State again, and not only did they know that they waited after signing day because they wanted to sign all these players, that they knew that they were going to fire him after he lost, or the season didn't turn out as good as they wanted to, but they didn't want to lose all the recruits, so they waited till after signing day and duped 20-some-odd young men into thinking that there was not going to be a coaching change. And so what we're getting here is, that is who Ward Manuel is. And when he looks in the mirror, you know what he sees, Sam? He sees a cheat and someone who does not have honor. And when his kids look up to him, he's got to explain to them why he did what he did. The final part of that is, I don't know who Donald R. Shepherd is, but he is the athletic director's position. But if I'm Donald R. Shepherd, I take my name off the athletic director's position at Michigan. I don't want to be associated with Ward Manuel. He knew it and waited till it benefited all of that. Scott Greenville, man, go right ahead. How you doing?
Hey, buddy. Missed your show last. Well, I caught the tail end of it when y'all were doing your national championship prediction. I had my little procedure yesterday. And
how'd it go?
Glad that's over with behind me. Oh, I had to have two things done. One went great. One was as miserable as I've ever been in my life.
Oh, no.
So, but anyway, it's all worked out. It's over with behind us, and we're moving on. But, hey, I agreed with Walt. I think it's going to be Texas Tech and Georgia in the national championship. I'd love to see Indiana do it, though. I really am a big fan of Indiana this year. But not a fan of Indiana overall, but I am this year. So,
I'd like to see Indiana do it, too. And Texas Tech's a great pick. It's a great pick. Texas Tech's defensive line, their linebackers. Offensive line,
yep.
Something else, man. Something
yep.
else.
Yep. Hey, Vezina's not the quarterback. Go get. He's going to the portal. He's getting somebody. That's just going. You know, when January 2nd gets here, we'll start hearing about all that stuff. And Vezina is not the guy. He is not the guy. And I think he probably knows that. Wouldn't be surprised if Dabo signs somebody in the portal and then Vezina jumps in the portal. So wouldn't be surprised at all. But two more things, real quick, man. I know you got a lot of callers here. South Carolina schedule came out yesterday.
Yeah.
Whew. That's another 4-8 deal, dude. Maybe 5-7. First six games, I got them, you know, maybe 3-3. That last half of that schedule is brutal. Tennessee, Oklahoma, Texas A&M, Arkansas, Georgia, and Clemson. Yeah. Holy mackerel. Might win Arkansas. Should win Arkansas. But tough schedule for those guys.
It is.
It's hard to win when you're playing boys like that every week, isn't it?
Yeah, I wanted to do a quick win game right now. Sam and I do a win game when we get done with this phone call here. So we'll knock that out for you.
One last thing.
Yeah.
You see the Braves picked up Suarez yesterday, 40-game save?
I didn't see it. I mean, I hadn't paid enough attention. Yeah, I did see it. I saw the graphic that they sent it out.
Signed Iglesias. Yes, signed Iglesias and signed Iglesias earlier, but
yeah.
Bullpen's a stud. If we can keep up, now we just got to do something at shortstop. We'll all be right, man. See you, buddy.
Thanks, bud, for sure. All right, Sam, quick before we get to Kool-Aid, Jim, and Delvin. Win game for South Carolina. You ready?
We can't play win game right now.
Yeah, you can. Just total. You can play one game anytime.
Is Lenore Sellers the quarterback? Who's playing quarterback?
Quarterback's Lenore Sellers.
Sure.
Okay. Ready?
Yeah, sure.
Kent State.
They'll beat Kent State.
Towson State.
They'll win that game.
Mississippi State.
I think Columbia. They can beat Mississippi State in Columbia.
At Alabama.
Loss.
Kentucky.
Win.
At Florida.
Loss.
Open date. The only one open date next year. Tennessee at home.
Probably a loss.
At Oklahoma.
Probably a loss.
Texas A&M at home.
Doesn't feel great.
At Arkansas.
I can win that game.
Georgia at home.
You lose that game.
At Clemson.
I think they probably lose that game.
5-7.
Although
seven.
It could be close.
5-7.
There you go.
Ouch. Very ouch.
I think there's a very – I mean, if Sellers stays, I think they can be good. I don't know.
I got a couple of minutes before we get to Josh Williams. Delvin, thanks for hanging on so long, buddy. How you doing this morning?
Well, I don't do that. What's the key to Clemson being mercy? I caught y'all guard.
Right?
Keep your toes.
3 o'clock tomorrow. Mercer Bears. Yeah, 7-2 in
basketball. Basketball. So keep on your toes, man. What's the key? Yeah, I'll just jump with
you. Yeah. Don't blow 22-point leads. That'd be the key tomorrow. Don't
hit
blow 22-point leads.
Hit a three,
lead.
Perhaps?
Put it like this, Mickey. If Dabo goes to Zena and don't work out, Dabo is not the head coach. I think he's putting his career at Clemson on line. If he goes with Zena, if Zena's starting quarterback, it don't work out. That was not a head coach at Clemson at the end of the year. That's how I put it like that.
I mean, look, you can't afford too many seasons like this season here.
And again,
Vecina could do great things, but I just think that's a big, big risk. It's a big risk.
Yeah, though, I'm saying you're going to risk your job. Basically, that was going to risk his job for Vecina.
I know, but maybe we talk about instincts and all that. We'll see. Well, I think we'll know in 1 month. We'll know, and then
what do you think about? I'll give you the same. Everybody talk about Garrett Riley. He might not be back. I know you're going to draw it, but he might not be back because there's been a report that there's going to be a change of offensive coordinator. But what do you think about? Because Carolina going with the beard at the beach.
Yeah, Ted Lasso, Coach Beard's coming, so that'll be good for that one. Interesting stuff for sure. Hey, let me mention one other thing here, Delvin. Yeah. You know, Dabo does a lot of personal speaking engagements and all that. I can just see what it's going to be like throughout all of spring practice and throughout the IPTE circuit stuff, that if he doesn't get a quarterback, then he's got to go answer that and hear about that and tell people that and try to do the aha moment for that for 8 months. Like, that's what you got to go do? Like, just go answer that question about why didn't you go get a guy? Why didn't you go get a guy? Why didn't you go get a guy? And you got to go convince people that Vecina had a great spring and Vecina's going to go do great things. And I don't know, man. I don't know. Hey, I got to run, buddy. I appreciate the phone call.
Yeah, thank you,
buddy. So that makes it sound like the entire, what do you call those, prowl and growl things, that is all going to be about, man, why didn't you get a quarterback, coach? And Vecina, I'm going to tell you, Chris Vecina is the greatest quarterback. You're going to love this guy. He's going to do that for 8 months. I don't know, man. Just go get a quarterback. It's simple. Go get one. All right, short break. Tiger Sports Shop, tigersports.com, making your way to Clemson. You got graduation coming up next week. If you're coming in for your Clemson graduate, you got a lot of – hey, students going to leave, go home today after exams and all that. Before you go, get that Christmas present. I always go get Christmas presents over there. It's an easy place. Two terrific locations, Tiger Boulevard, College Avenue, or online 24/7 with some really good deals going on over now. For your Clemson fan, it's the only place to do it. Tiger Sports, tigersports.com. Josh Williams going to talk some Army-Navy, going to talk some bowl game tomorrow. Going to talk about college football playoffs, some early numbers on that. We'll discuss that more right after this.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at gilstraproofing.com.
Why shop Reed's Jewelers and Haywood Mall? Let's start with a state-of-the-art 21st century showroom. Add to that an elegant selection of Swiss watches for him and an exquisite portfolio of diamonds for her. Need more? Award-winning sales professionals providing world-class customer service. All backed by a family-owned company in business for nearly 80 years. Just a few great reasons to shop Reed's Jewelers. Haywood Mall, next to Belk,
online at Reeds.com.
Ready to ditch a workout that involves just lifting heavy things or running on a treadmill in front of yet another screen in your life? Come climb some walls at Blockhaven, Greenville's bouldering gym, where strength and flexibility meet problem solving and community. No ropes, no harnesses, just giant padded floors, 16-foot walls, and hype music. Blockhaven has over 200 rotating routes for beginners to Olympic climbers. Visit Blockhaven at the Judson Mill District in Greenville or online at blochaven.com.
Honor your graduates' achievements with a keepsake that truly stands out. Collegiate Legacy Designs offers handcrafted and hand-finished, fully licensed ring plaques for Clemson University and the Citadel, made by proud Clemson alum Greg Terry and his wife Julie. With unanimous five-star reviews and lots of repeat customers, these plaques make the perfect gift for Christmas, recent graduates, or upcoming graduates. Get your order in today at CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com. That's CollegiateLegacyDesigns.com.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we offer crawlspace insulation and encapsulations, protecting your home from the outdoor elements, as well as dust, mold, and allergens. The biggest pain point here in South Carolina is humidity, and with it comes mold. Your health is in jeopardy. We seal your crawlspace and control humidity with an April Air dehumidifier, preventing the gross crawlspace air to travel through your floors and into your home, making your HVAC work overtime. Call Koala Insulation of Greenville today at 864-867-1779 to learn more.
Injured at work? You don't have to face it alone. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we fight to get you the workers' compensation you deserve. Medical bills, lost wages, and stress. Let us take that burden off your shoulders. With years of experience and real results, Smith Jordan Law is here for you. Call us today at Smith Jordan Law Firm at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Smith Jordan Law, protecting injured workers every step of the way. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
Attention student athletes, don't let injury or surgery keep you on the sidelines longer than it should. Get back in the game faster with Ortho Laser Spartanburg. Our state-of-the-art FDA-approved laser therapy is the strongest on the market, designed to reduce swelling, relieve pain, and speed up recovery. And now, with special student pricing, there's no better time to heal smarter, not harder. Whether you're in high school or college, Ortho Laser is here to help you return to peak performance. Visit our website, recoverwithlight.com. Get back in the game with Ortho Laser Spartanburg.
Danny Ford here for my good friends at Bennett Equipment, who have stood the test of time selling and renting construction equipment for 25 years now. Bennett is one of the top five dealers in the country for Takeuchi compact equipment, and when you deal with Bennett and Takeuchi, you get the quality, dependability, and service you expect and deserve. So call or stop by today and tell them Danny Ford sent you. Take it from me, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Where you can get the holiday season, bowl season, and basketball season all in one place. 105.5 and 97.5.
Merry Christmas.
We are The Roar.
Roosters MGC, get your hair cut like a man. Roosters MGC, back of the neck razor shave, straight razor shave, gift cards, be a great gift to give someone because y'all got to get haircuts. You got a big Christmas party coming up, a big New Year's deal going. You're going to have a big meeting coming up. You got to have it. Take your little rooster for a little club cut there. I love the fact they honor military, first responders. Those good folks with some discounts. Plaza on Pelham Road, my great friends at Roosters, roostersmgc.com. Sam, Josh Williams is a little bit like you, and sometimes he gets a little too much lettuce in his bowl, too. J-Dub, I hadn't seen you in a few weeks. You got that big bushy thing on top of your head now, or you got it trimmed down to a respectable level right now?
You know, it's getting close. Got to get that trimmed down before the holidays, for sure.
You get that Rand Paul look to you sometimes. We got to get you trimmed up, and a good job there for sure. Do we know how we did last week? Do you want to ask this?
I believe Sam had the winner with Georgia. I had JMU did not cover, and you were 0-2. UVA and UNLV.
UVA. Yeah, UNLV. That's bad.
I'd have to go back and look, but I don't think your ACC track record was very good on the year. I think they were the ones that really let you down.
The problem is that all those teams stink, and I've got this added. By the way, this is not my money because I'm not going to gamble my money, but I would never bet on a bad football team. But when you're picking the ACC games, what you're hoping is that my team that I'm picking is not as bad as your team, as the other team, you know? And that's a problem, man. That's a big, big problem. All right, let's get into it. I love the Army-Navy game. This is 3 o'clock tomorrow. This is Baltimore, Maryland. Army at 6-5, Navy at 9-2 from M&T Bank Stadium in Baltimore, Maryland. And Navy is about a 6-point favorite. I don't see any snow in the forecast tomorrow, which is always great for that one. Two great uniforms, but what are we thinking about the one of the top rivalries in all of college football tomorrow?
Yeah, that's kind of a, you know, on the surface, it's one of the bigger numbers that you usually see in this game. I mean, you know, a lot of times you don't see it up as much as a touchdown, but it seems pretty warranted. Obviously, more action on Navy overall, but it's just too similar. Obviously, they want to run the ball being a service academy. But, you know, Army is 86% rush, Navy 78%, but it's a big difference. And the explosives in the two offenses. Army's 126th in yards per play. Navy is 12th. Navy averages 6.1 yards per carry, 38 rushing touchdowns on the year. Army's about a full 2 yards per carry less, and 25 touchdowns on the ground. So, these are both not, you know, they've evolved the two offenses over the years. It's not just your, you know, straight old school triple option. They have evolved a pretty good bit, but big difference in the explosiveness of the two offenses. And, you know, defensively, you know, Navy's got the better rush D and the rush D numbers, and obviously they played a little bit tougher schedule. So I don't know. It makes sense that the, line is where it is on Navy. And, you know, if this was to get away one way or the other, you'd think it would be Navy being the one that has the potential to kind of stretch this out a bit.
We have the Chris Peterson Bowl tomorrow. It is a tearful goodbye to the buckled up L.A. Bowl, the granddaddy of them all, and from SoFi Stadium in Inglewood. We've got a 9-4 Boise State team against the 8-4 Washington team, 52.5 over under, and Washington a double digit favorite in this game.
Yeah, this guy's kind of run out in the last day and a half or so. From, you know, it was 8.5 kind of mostly earlier in the week, run out to 10. Slightly more tickets on Boise, but about 2-1 money actually is on Washington. Boise's quarterback Madsen returned from injury last week, looked good, played well in the Mountain West title game. I think the line movement really is more, you know, listening to Jed Fish saying he expects everyone to play that, you know, that doesn't have a long-term injury. So you think that means obviously their school players there should be good to go. Washington on the year, they were overall kind of poor on the road, but if you kind of isolate the road games to where they actually stayed in the Pacific time zone, they were pretty good. They did the two blowout wins against Washington State and UCLA, you know, comparing that to a couple of clunkers they had when they had to travel to Michigan and Wisconsin and a couple others. But, on paper, it looks like Washington's offense is really going to have a lot of success, particularly on the ground. What they like to do with those backs and the quarterback and that zone read game going up against a Boise defense that's basically bottom five and rush explosives allowed. They're, you know, bottom tier in tackling. Per PFF, they allow a lot of broken tackles, 116th in yards per rush allowed, and red zone defense isn't good. So, I mean, if Washington is locked in and ready to play. I mean, there's no reason why they can't put up a pretty good number here on that Boise defense.
Sam has reminded me, by the way, let me do this quickly, that our good friends at Engineer Sleep, I need to tell you about them. I'm looking at Engineer Sleep prices right now. Josh, I don't know what kind of bed you've got, but, man, we got Engineer Sleep bed at our house. Remind me when you come up, get your mom and dad set up with this, get you set up with this, everybody down there in Charleston set up with this, because this is great. I'm looking at prices right now, because everybody asked me about that. You can find out all the prices online, engineersleep.com, and there's all kinds of combinations of what you buy. This one right here, the most popular brand they have, even in a king, it's a third of what a family member paid of mine for another national brand. And it's the better mattress, and it doesn't have all the gimmicks. Find out why, 100-night sleep trial, 10% WCCP listeners, EngineerSleep, EngineerSleep.com. Josh, I want to look ahead to college football playoffs, and we're going to go all these next week for sure, but let me give you just some early thoughts on early lines, college football playoff. Bama, despite losing at home and despite not playing very well last half of the season, flips around. They go on the road to Norman, and Bama's a 1.5-point favorite next Friday night.
Yeah, I mean, not surprised, no. I mean, you think back to that prior matchup, they really dominated the game. They outgained Oklahoma by, I think it was over 200 yards. But, you know, Oklahoma's got these these games this year. Yeah, you know, particularly in those kind of back-to-back road games where they played Tennessee and Bama, that a defensive touchdown really kind of flipped the game on its head and made up for the struggles of the offense. So, I mean, really my question would be the health of some of those Bama guys. They had quite a few, you know, key guys, a couple of defensive linemen, obviously running back Jim Miller, the tight end, missed some time last week, didn't play in Atlanta. You know, are they back? You got to think at least some of them will be. But, yeah, this game in, when they played in Tuscaloosa was Bama close, 6.5-point favorite. So now you're on the road. Yeah, it seems, you know, basically flipping home field. That seems kind of about right. I wouldn't have a ton of confidence in it, but the way obviously they've been playing the last 6 weeks, but I just, Oklahoma is so limited on offense. I don't really trust them either.
How about, you know, neither team can run the football. Simpson supposedly has got this back injury. We'll see. I didn't realize it last night. I knew Mateer did not perform well this season. Because earlier on, remember this? He was a Heisman guy. Remember this? In the month of October and November, he threw 6 touchdowns and 7 interceptions. He threw for 202 against Texas, 223 against Ole Miss, and 318 against LSU. That's the only time he threw for more than 173 yards. 6 touchdowns, 7 picks. Mateer, now he didn't have a running game to support him. The offensive line's not great, whatever. But, man, Mateer, they paid a bunch of money to get on the season 12 touchdowns and 10 picks. Like, that's got to be what a very good ROI. He got in the playoffs, I guess. But, man, that's not that's like Jackson Arnold type numbers. Didn't realize it was as bad as it was, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at it, obviously they scored, what, 17 each of the last two games against LSU and Missouri and, you know, 23 against Bama. A little bit of that was obviously one of them was a defensive touchdown. They did have 33 against Tennessee. I kind of guess that was probably their best offensive performance, but even still had a defensive touchdown in that one.
All right, early thoughts. We'll touch on this again next week. A&M, a 3.5-point favorite against the 7 seed against the 10 seed Miami down in College Station.
Yeah, I thought that opened a little bit high, and it opened some places even opened up at 4.5. So I kind of agreed with it down. The move down. You got to think that, you know, Miami's offensive line can do a pretty good job neutralizing A&M's pass rush, and if you can, obviously there's plays to be made there against that A&M secondary, you know, and on the other way, you got to, obviously A&M's got, you know, one of the top 3 or 4 offensive lines in the country, and that's a strength on strength with you know, Miami's defensive line and what they can do there, so that would be obviously the best matchup of the weekend, the most exciting matchup of the weekend. At this point, I would kind of favor Miami a little bit with the points.
All right. And looking the other two big numbers here, and no, probably no surprises, just a quick thought about Mississippi State right now, 17.5 over Tulane.
Yeah, obviously rematch from earlier in the year with, you know, Ole Miss blew them out before. I mean, you got to think it's probably maybe a little bit closer than that one. With some of that offensive staff and some of the, you know, continuity still in place, it's hard not to favor Ole Miss being at home. But I think, you know, if they get past this one, go to Georgia, I think you just lay whatever number is with Georgia when they get through this one.
And then James Madison, 21.5-point dogs going up to Oregon. This feels like it feels like a little bit of an outclass deal here.
Yeah, definitely. I opened around 20, shot up through 21 already. So that's one that, unless there's just kind of bad weather that kind of suppresses the offensive output, it's one I think Oregon can kind of name their number.
Sam, you want to do a pick or not? I got Washington laying 10 this week. I got Navy laying 6. You feel good about either of those? I could give you some games later. Between now and next Friday, Troy's getting 2.5. No, laying 2.5 against Jacksonville State. South Florida's a 3.5-point favorite over Old Dominion. Delaware, 3-point favorite over Louisiana. You feel good about any of these?
I will. If we're making a pick, I will happily just take whoever the underdog is in the Army Navy game and predict that game is super close.
All right. So that, in other words, you're gonna take Army getting 6.
Navy's a lot better, I think, but that's a weird game that really doesn't matter what the spread is.
I don't mind that pick. JW, you got a thought? You got any kind of you fancying anything? You got a little itch you need scratching over there for this one?
Not really, but I wish that Washington was maybe 9.5, but I think I'd still lean toward Washington, even laying that 10. Originally I was going to say probably South Florida, which I think that game is on Wednesday. I need to double check, but I'm pretty sure
it's Wednesday. Laying 3.5, 53.5, Old Dominion in South Florida.
Yeah, I need to double check. Pretty sure I saw that the South Florida quarterback is not going to be playing in that one, but still may be the right side. But, I think I'd stick with Washington.
All right. Let me take – is the Troy quarterback, is he hurt now? Troy's a 2.5-point favorite. I'll just go this.
He
was hurt. Let me take Troy -2.5 against Jacksonville State. Mark me down for that one. No Gamecocks.
That's been another one of your teams that you kind of don't see several times this year.
I know. I'm a big Troy, the men of Troy, all that. All right, when we visit next week, we've got a lot to get into. Obviously, the four college football playoff games, we'll break those down extensively. And even maybe, I don't know, some Memphis, NC State stuff. But I want to know the breaking down, especially the two big ones, the two close ones. We'll do it next week for sure. Always appreciate it, buddy. Always look forward to it. Let's visit next Friday.
Yeah, man. Have a good one, guys.
You too. Josh Williams. Who said he might need a little haircut? Who knows? Hope he does not need – now, he's down in Charleston. Hope he does not need one Tom Plummer. If he does, if they're in Charleston. Chad in Columbia, one game season, Chad. If he does, they're in Columbia. And Scott over in Simpsonville, in Greenville. Dave in Simpsonville. If they do, they're in Greenville. Get in touch with the good friends, one Tom Plummer. The name is the number. All throughout the state of South Carolina with our good friends here in the upstate. I just know that you might have frozen pipes, I don't know, at some point in time. Maybe some burst pipes. Maybe you've got some septic tank issues. I've had septic tank issues twice now with our septic tank. And I'm going to tell you, man, to be honest with you, I know nothing about plumbing. But I do know the number. The name is the number, one Tom Plummer.
I know not to mess with my plumbing when someone who is way more qualified can do it for me.
That's it. Make the call. Call the man, Aunt B. Call the man. Short break. We'll come back. We got our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fish report. Philpott is actually, find this morning, he's in Montana. So no Roy Philpott today. It's 5 o'clock in the morning in Montana. It's probably 5 degrees. So we'll give him the week off and be back next week. But when we come back, we'll talk duck hunting with John Stillwell, ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fish report right after this.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Your parking lot is the very first thing people see when they visit your business. Is yours making the right impression? Upstate Stripes is here to help. Family owned and operated, we're rooted right here in the Upstate. Specialize in parking lot striping, restriping, handicap spaces, and custom symbols. A sharp, freshly painted lot improves safety, boosts curb appeal, and makes your business stand out. Call 864-376-6698 or request a quote today at upstatestripes.com.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the Upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, your favorite drafts are poured at a frosty 29 degrees and rare barrel-aged whiskeys are served just the way you want them. It's bigger game days and bolder fight nights. I mean, where else can you find a scratch kitchen that always comes in clutch every day from lunch to late night? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Twin Peaks Scratch Kitchen scores every time. Dig into hand-smashed burgers, chef-inspired flatbreads, and more at your local Lodge.
I'm a Dodger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in...
Technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
This is Leighton Cubbage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Hey guys, this Christmas season, why don't you give yourself the gift that keeps on giving? Peak Testosterone from Low Country Male. Take advantage of our limited time $99 consult offer. Get your labs checked and spend an hour with one of our providers. We will craft a customized plan with testosterone, peptides, supplements, and high-dose compounded 3-in-1 super ED pills. Our concierge plans have helped thousands of men, 9 locations in South Carolina and Georgia. Book today, lowcountrymail.com.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at scscu.com. That's scscu.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Do you hate brown or dead-looking turf in the winter? At Carolina Top Dressing, they can turn your lawn into the beautiful summer green lawn everyone loves with their turf painting service. Also, now through winter is the best time to amend your soil and establish healthy roots. Ask about the soil conditioning program to get this done. Mention you heard this ad on The Roar, and you can save 10% off any of our services. Call today, 864-999-SAND, or visit carolinatopdressing.com to get a free quote.
The Upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Stronger solution, Upcountry Fiber. Get that internet. Get the fastest internet available. You got to stream now, man. You got all these games coming up. You got all these. You got to do your gaming and your shopping and do it all online. You want it secure. You want it right. You want Upcountry Fiber, high-speed fiber optic internet. You got secure, reliable phone line connections, great pricing, great packages going on. See if they're in your area. You're going to love Upcountry Fiber for the best when it comes to phones, television, internet. No kind of contracts. And great customer service. Bending over backwards to make sure it works and works right for you. You're going to love our friends. It's Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. This segment brought to you by our great friends over at ReedyLandCo.com and our hunting and fishing report, Mr. John Still. Well, John, I do it. We do it, talk about it every year. Rabbit season, duck season, rabbit season, duck season. We're back in duck season again now? Is that where we're at?
Back in duck season, Mickey. Today is the first day of the what they call the second split of duck season. So waterfowl season in South Carolina, you've got a short one-week season in November, and then it goes out and then comes back in December and runs through the end of January. So today is the first day of the second split of South Carolina waterfowl season.
And going through, what do you say, the how far in January?
All the way to the end of the month, January 31st.
Oh, all right. All right.
So this is the start of the long grind for all those waterfowl hunters.
All right. With that said, it's not as simple as this, I'm sure. But it's 62 tomorrow and 15-mile-an-hour winds and 48 degrees on Sunday. Why is it that, or is it, as what I perceive, is that colder weather just better for ducks? Am I wrong in that? Is my
intuition wrong? No, you're right. The fouler the weather, you know, no pun intended, the better it is for duck hunting. Wet, rainy, cold, the more miserable you are, you got a pretty good chance of having some good duck hunting. I think primarily because those ducks need to feed. They need to feed to stay warm, and a lot of times you don't see it as much in our part of the world as you do in other places, but when you get really cold weather and some of those impoundments or flooded fields or other bodies of water start icing over and you got a spot where it hadn't frozen over and you got some open water, that's where those ducks are going to be. So if you got that opportunity, then you probably got a pretty good chance to have a good hunt.
I think I'm right by saying this as well. For the most part, ducks are a migratory bird. Am I right here?
That's correct. Yeah, they migrate down from their summer breeding grounds up in Canada in the northern U.S. in the prairies and up on the coastal regions up in Canada, and they migrate down this time of year and then migrate back up in the late winter, early spring.
All right, now this is complicated. Is it always the same pattern? Is it close? Are we in a good spot? How does the migration affect us here in South Carolina?
Yes, yeah, it's very defined. You know, you've got what they call they define flyways. In South Carolina, we are in the Atlantic Flyway. So there, our ducks are coming from the eastern part of Canada, maybe a little bit into the kind of the middle part of Canada where the wintering grounds are. And they're coming down and kind of following the coast down. Coastal duck hunting in South Carolina certainly is probably better than the duck hunting we have here in the Piedmont. It's more central to that Atlantic flyway down in the lower part of the state.
All right, here's my other maybe misconceptions about duck hunting. Decoys, waders, cold weather gear, waterproof stuff. I'm thinking and retriever dogs. Thinking like this isn't for the poor man. Like this is a fairly expensive hobby compared to maybe other types of hunting.
I don't know many types of hunting hobbies that you can't make expensive.
Right. Yeah.
But you've got some equipment and. There are ways to do duck hunting fairly economically. You get a set of decoys or maybe no decoys in our part of the state. A lot of the duck hunting is getting on these natural beaver ponds or at the back end of a pond and hunting wood ducks, which is a year-round duck. They don't migrate as much as the big ducks like mallards and pintails and gadwalls. So they're kind of resident ducks, but yeah, you know, if you're gonna if you're going to do it all the time, yeah, you're gonna have decoy expense. You may be invested in a boat. If you're not training your dog yourself, you can spend some money on getting your dog trained up as a finished retriever. And so, yeah, it can be pricey, but it's not prohibitive. There's a lot of 15-year-olds that are excited about this weekend that are just gonna, you know, they've got a pair of waders and they're going to go stand next to a beaver pond and shoot some woodies. So that they can certainly do it that way too.
Prioritize for me the things I'm going to be taking out duck hunting. By the way, I'm supposed to go duck hunting. I got a buddy of mine that says I'm taking you and yourself. We're going duck hunting this year. Prioritize the decoys. I'm going to be warm. You know this. You see me at football games. I'm a little like the Michelin man out there. Okay,
Mickey, so, you're going to have a little. You're going to have a little bit of trouble on this deal because I'm not sure you're going to be able to raise your arms.
I'll be shooting from the hip.
Given the amount of layers that you're going to have on.
All right. With that said, take the layers out of this thing.
So
calls.
So the number one. Yeah, to me the number one thing that get is a really good solid pair of waders, because you don't want to be miserable, you know, with a cheap pair of waders that might spring a leak and get a little bit of water in there and you'll be cold and miserable and probably pack up and go home. So yeah. A good solid pair of waders, waterproof waders, is the number one thing. I wouldn't worry, you know, two packs of decoys, maybe six mallards and six wood duck decoys. You can be minimalist there. A good solid shotgun is very important. Something that has a reputation for being able to handle foul weather. A lot of people stand by Benelli shotguns to be able to function no matter what the weather, no matter, you know, whether it's wet, whatever it is. So those things are really, and calls are not, you know, there's not as, I think people overcall in a lot of situations, similar to turkey hunting. You can, if you want to buy a couple calls and practice and you know, hit them with a couple calls, that's great. But the most important thing is to be in the right place. Rather than to worry too much about your calling.
Why is there a split? Why do we take time off and come back? What is that about?
I think that's a traditional thing where they want to have a short season around Thanksgiving when people are home, and traditional family get-togethers where the folks want to duck hunt. So they do a 1 week, and they actually have a really early teal season. The teal tend to migrate earlier in the season, so they have a early season for teal. But I think that's the biggest reason is that Thanksgiving window. But then, you know, later in the season or when more birds are pushing down from the north, you get a good cold front that push birds down. They'll ride that cold front down, and you'll get hopefully new birds into your area when you get a good cold front like that.
All right, final one for you here. Dogs, to me, anytime I can take the dog out, right, like that adds something to all that. What is the best showcase or the biggest difference? Like what gets you excited? What's hunting gets you the most excited when it comes to the dog and the importance of the dog, the significance of the dog?
I think quail hunting is probably the one that is the most significant, just because of, you know, those dogs being using their nose to locate those birds, because the dog is integral. Otherwise, you would just be walking through the woods and hoping that you kick up a bird and react in time to shoot it. So, I would put that as number one for dogs. My most fun hunting pursuit with dogs is rabbits for me.
Yeah.
I love hearing a pack of beagles sounding off and firing through the briars chasing a rabbit. That's fun. I really enjoy that.
Just terrorizing that rabbit, then, man.
you never hear anything more excited than a beagle that strikes up a rabbit.
Yeah, that's great.
So that's fun. And but the most, you know, duck dogs are certainly integral as well. And the most important thing is that that dog has to be well trained. There's nothing worse than being in a duck blind with a partially trained or untrained dog, and a guy wants to get his dog out there. He's excited, but they haven't put in the time to make sure that dog is steady and responds and listens to commands. And man, you got a group of ducks circling, and then the dog is moving around in the blind and whining and breaking early, and that's just no. So as much as you would like to bring your dog on a duck hunt, if your dog is not ready for a duck hunt, don't bring it.
All right, I only got about 30 seconds, but I was online last night, man. The website reedlandco.com, and you guys got some great listings. Do that now. Tell me about what's going on there.
I'm gonna tell you about one, Mickey. I've got 120 acres with a 6,000 square foot house in Central. It's been listed at $2.5 million, and yesterday the price was dropped $500,000 to $1.975 million. Incredible property, could really turn into a showcase, and they dropped that price by $500K. It's a heck of a deal, and somebody's gonna be able to take advantage of that.
ReedyLandCo.com. Take advantage of that right now. John, have a great weekend, my friend. Look forward to talking to you guys next week.
Thanks, Mickey. We'll see you later.
All right, buddy. John Stillwell. Yeah, man. Got to get those dogs out. But those rabbit hunting dogs, those beagles, woo, they love hunting rabbits. All right. When we come back, no Philpott. So one entire hour, the final hour of the week, with all phone calls, with all texts. Sam, you don't want to miss this, man. We've got a lot to get into. We've got a lot of things to cover, getting you ready for the sports weekend. With the official Sam Jones, I'm Mickey Plowler, 654 Roar. Love to hear from you. Hour number three kicks off after a very short top of the hour break.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT-AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.